Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Good evening, everyone.
And we're live.
Johnny's going to start the show. Hello,
yeah,
Johnny.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Now, our guest today is Rachel Royale. Is that how you pronounce it?
Rochelle
Royale. Okay. I got the impression that you were not only an actress, but you were also a musician, or an actress and a musician, both. Which would you say you are more?
I'm definitely a recording artist. I moved to L.A., you know, as a young chica to get a record deal. And in 2013, I signed to Q Prime and was on the radio for 2 years. So I am known as a recording artist in L.A.,
But Johnny, haven't you seen her dance?
I've seen her dance. She's very
well.
I mean,
wow! You left that out of like the things that she is.
I apologize.
Oh my gosh, her dancing skills are amazing, Rochelle.
Thanks,
I mean, you're really, really, really good, and what a well-rounded talent. So. And I didn't know that you were an actress until I just read your bio. So that's, I mean, I personally did not know. I knew that you have, you know, I know that you have this amazing new single out right now, which is totally catchy. I love it. So
thank you.
Really exciting for you.
Well, what's so crazy is these. Is just purchased by a major label. So if this label releases that song under their name, it will finally blow up, which is really cool. So let's pray that, you know, it goes big.
So when you sign with somebody who's really, really big, because I did see that one of the first people that you worked with was Mutt Lange. And
yes.
Of course, you know, yes, we all know he produced Shania Twain, and then she ended up marrying him. So I saw that whole documentary. He was really big time. So when you get signed, or a producer, a big time producer, produces a song of yours, does that not just automatically make it like blow up, just that fact, or is there just more to it that we don't know?
Okay, so first of all, it's very expensive to create a superstar. It costs money. It doesn't matter who produced your album. Of course, it helps, because if you have a big name on the music, then labels are more likely to take meetings with you. But when you get signed, especially to a label already knows that they have a budget for that artist. Nothing is for free. So we're talking, you know, just for marketing one song. The label that I just spoke to, they have $600,000 per single just for marketing. So
wow.
imagine a major label pushing a single for Selena Gomez. They're probably spending $2 million just on marketing alone. So, yeah, it's having a big name, but it's also having the money.
Okay, and do you find that you have to personally go out there and promote? Is that really important in today's world with the social media and your platforms? So you have to continuously promote for yourself as well?
Well, I have been in a situation 3 times in my career where other people are paying for my marketing and for my distribution. And when other people are paying for my stuff, I do really well. Right now, I'm independent, and I have to pay for my music. So it's $1,500 a song. Indie rate can go all the way up to $5,000 a song. if a label is paying for a song, it can go $6,000 to $10,000 per song. So being an indie artist, unless you're recording, mixing, and mastering by yourself, it is very costly. So, yeah, you're not going to have a career if you're not marketing your music. It's extremely important to learn the business side and to learn how to market yourself, especially when you have an opportunity to promote your music for free, which is, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Shazam. There's so many different platforms now. But
yeah,
everyone is on every single platform.
I have a question. Now, would you have you been able to have you thought, have you written music as the result of things that like are bad, like world events, for example, like when 9/11 happened, did you write any songs for that?
Well, I lost my mother to suicide. My family has gone through a lot of tragedy, so I have plenty of ballads that are, you know, very, very deep and soulful and heartfelt. I think every songwriter has a mix of sad songs, happy songs, energetic, you know, slower tempo. I think if you're really a well-rounded writer, you're going to have songs in every single facet. And my catalog definitely has the full spectrum.
Wow. And so you write your own songs? Do you write all of your songs?
Yes, I do. Oh. I write for other artists as well, but that's very common in the music industry. A lot of artists start out as signed writers, and then they get their foot in the door because they are a writer. Sometimes the label will keep them on the song with their vocals, and that's how they become a star. That happened to Kesha. It happened to Bebe Rexha. It happened to Meghan Trainor. It's a very common way to get your foot in the door.
Wow, that is very big time when you can do songwriting, acting, dancing, singing, and you're such a great performer, and that's how Johnny and I met you on the new social platform, new to us, the Uplive, and that's how we met you. So how are you enjoying? I know. How wonderful that we met you there. So I just want to say really quickly
to all of the singers and dancers and actors, Uplive is a brand new app, and it is a great way to make money. And I have recruited a lot of my friends who are artists to come onto the app and join me. And it's also a great way to talk to your friends and survive quarantine. So I really want to promote Uplive because it's been a huge asset to my life in the past month.
Oh, that's so great. And your fans, because I was already there and I saw you come in, the amount of fans that rush in right away, it's amazing. It's faster than any other social media that I've ever done to gain followers and fans. Yeah.
Right, because TikTok is oversaturated, and, you know, all of these other apps already have celebrities. Uplive doesn't have those celebrities yet. So we are the first people in the U.S., the ambassadors, to really push the app, which is amazing, because now we have the space to be the only one, quote-unquote, to be, you know, in our lane as far as brand goes and artists go. It's really cool.
Right. And then reach real far, far places like China, because they're based in China. So they have a lot of Chinese. So I'm so glad that it's been a positive experience for you. And it's been the thing that I had a problem with is I couldn't get off. Once I get on, it's like I couldn't get off. And because they do become your friends, these people. You know, you don't physically meet them, but they are. Do you find that too?
Yeah, I will do an interview with one of my friends, and we will talk for like 2 hours. But people are throwing gifts at us, which transfer into real money. So it's crazy. I get to hang out with my friends and talk, and I'm actually making money on Uplive. It's crazy.
I'm so glad that it's turned out really well for you. And I've got to get back on there, too. But I have to monitor my time. I've been on for 5 hours at one time.
What sort of interviews have you done, Rochelle?
So all of my friends are in the industry. So we will get on there and we will talk about Hollywood, photography, dancing, singing, acting. We also talk about mental health. We talk about meditation, incantations, how to stay mentally healthy through quarantine. And we'll just talk for 2 hours. And we're always so surprised to see the time fly by so quickly because it's just fun to hang out with your friends and talk.
It's fun. And then the people who are listening, you know, it's fun for them to get a bird's eye view into your life and really who you are. They can really find, and they feel, the closer they feel to you, I feel like then they're going to be fans forever and they will be loyal.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's just, I've found that doing the two-person interview is the best way to go for me. Because like you said, the chat rooms are very overwhelming. We still have to do that aspect of it, but friends I bring on, the more I can dictate the environment, and it feels so much better with people that I actually know.
Right, and I felt very safe all of the time because you have your administrators, the people who are there for you to monitor your room. The minute anybody says anything off, they are out. And that was amazing. Yes, I loved that. I felt very safe. So that's very good. So I'm glad that we did the shout out for UpLive. So thank you, UpLive, for being there. And we feel like blessed. I'm grateful. Johnny's having a good time on it. And it's helping you. And if you are independent right now, you need that help. So that's great. Really great. You know, on the end of your bio, I noticed something really interesting. I have to get it up again. But it's not the hashtag MeToo movement, but it's a... What is it? You have some kind of an empowering thing for women. And I was reading at the end of your bio, it's called hashtag, let me get my glasses on, hashtag Time's Up Movement. Tell us about what is that all about?
Well, Time's Up is actually a global movement. And there are Instagram and Twitter accounts for Time's Up. And Time's Up is the push for equal pay. Men and women should be paid equally. And we are still seeing sexism, misogyny. We are still being spoken to in a condescending manner. And Time's Up is a movement that started a few years ago to bring equality to women. And for me, most of my girlfriends have been treated this way from, you know, being in show business, being in the industry. It's extremely difficult to be your own boss and to be taken seriously when you're a woman. And so I had a song in 2019 called Cold World, and I emailed a bunch of my girlfriends, would you guys want to be in the artwork for this song? And we all came together and did this huge photo shoot, and there's 11 women in the artwork, and each woman represents a different job in the entertainment industry, whether it's a screenwriter, director, actress, singer, what have you. All of these women represent their role in the industry. And you can go on iTunes, Spotify, wherever, and you can look at the song Cold World, and you'll see the artwork. It's all the girls are in the photo. And
wow,
that was our
and
way of saying,
you did this? And you designed this and thought this up? Wow, you are very creative.
Well, I'm very serious about supporting women. We need to be treated correctly, and we need to be encouraged to be successful. And we don't have enough encouragement. It needs to be just pushed. All women need to stick together, and I think girls really need to learn how to be comrades. Women need to learn how to be comrades and not compete against one another, but support one another, because how else are we going to win the war?
Right. I noticed that about you. I watched a lot of your red carpet interviews, and you were always talking about women's empowerment. And I thought that was really cool. So that is amazing. Yeah, you're a very well-rounded woman, and you really know who you are. And I wanted to ask you, since you mentioned how to stay healthy during this quarantine, and getting to know you, I've noticed that you are very spiritual, and you know a lot about spirituality, paranormal, things of that nature. And I know a lot of it comes from your mom. So can you tell us a couple of ways that we can stay healthy? Because, I mean, for me, I don't mind being in and away from people too much. I'm getting a lot done. And I have my daughter here. But a lot of people are very, very lonely at this time. So what are you telling people what to do and how to stay healthy?
I think there's a few fun things that you can do around the house. A lot of people don't even have candles. So go to CVS, go to Rite Aid, and get 3 white candles and light them. This is such a simple way to create light energy in your house, and it will lift the energy, it will lift your mood, and it will symbolize a sense of protection within your house. So a white candle, can really help you envision protection and good energy. So I feel like that's definitely the first thing people should do, is find a way to change the energy inside the home.
Can they be any size, or do they have to be the long ones? We just bought a bunch of tea light candles. Would that do it?
That's good too. Fire, is one of the earth elements, and you want to connect to nature in any way possible. So, you know, fire is definitely a way of connecting to the earth. It's great for meditation. If you just light your candle, light some incense. If you have any crystals, gather them around the candle and create a mini altar and just sit there, you know, and talk about what you want and talk about, you know, if you need family members to heal, or if you're sick and you need to heal. It's just great to sit there next to your candle, your incense, your crystals, and just, you know, talk about the things that you need to talk about and get them off your chest.
So that's amazing that you said that, create a little altar, because my daughter, she's 12, and she's like, Mom, don't touch this table in my room. It's my altar. So she's like ahead of it. She's ahead of the game more than me about creating something like this. So that's cool, but I'll do.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't hear Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara apparently got disconnected, so she's going to call back.
Okay.
It's okay. We'll just reconnect her. We're going to call her back. It's okay. This happens. Okay. Right.
So while we're waiting for Barbara to come back, if you guys want to check my stuff out, definitely check out the music videos on YouTube. It's youtube.com/RochelleRoyalMusic. And there's some really, really cool music videos on there. One is called Circus Life that I highly recommend. And another one is a dance video, Tap Dat. There's tap dancers in the video. It's choreographed by Madonna's choreographers, Jason and Valerie Young. Highly recommend watching those two on the YouTube channel.
Okay. Wow. I don't know if you noticed my call got dropped, but I came back on and I heard you talking about a few of your singles. So what did Johnny ask you?
No, I was
what
just
did I miss?
Time. Before you came back on, I was adding that in.
No, that's good. No, I want to talk more about your singles and also how you write. How do you start even writing a song?
Well, what I was saying is that people are, if they want to watch something, there's big budget music videos that they can check out. And they're on my YouTube channel, and they're all choreographed, like full-blown dance, casted dancers, and Madonna's choreographers, Valerie Young and Jason Young, both came in and choreographed Circus Life and also Tap Dat. So if people are interested in dance videos that are music videos, definitely check those out.
Oh, I love them. I've seen them. They're amazing. And I was wondering if you, do you have a lot of input in the choreography, or do you just say, hey, I've got so much to do, you guys choreograph it, I'll just dance it and sing it?
Well, my dance parts in the videos are pretty short. I'm just showing off, like, flexibility or turns. The actual group choreography is not that long with me and the other dancers. So we're really just showing off different aspects. So each dancer will have a spotlight, or there will be, you know, a tap crew that comes in and we'll do a break and, like, show them off. So it's not always just camera on me. Sometimes we're highlighting the dancers in different parts of the video.
Okay.
But,
well,
yeah,
obviously...
I...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think you know that when you grow up in a dance studio, we all learn how to make costumes. We all learn how to choreograph. And I've always been highly involved in the creative process, for sure.
Oh, definitely. So when you were growing up and you obviously started dancing very young, I saw you on Point. That's amazing. Were you singing too, or did that come later or about at the same time?
Okay, so my mom, Sue Lehner, and I have a YouTube channel for her too, which you guys should check out, because my mom used to dance in movies. But my mom had three dance studios in the Bay Area, and she had 2,000 students. So we had a separate ballet program. We also had jazz, tap, tumbling, partner work. We had every category of dance, but we also had a vocal instructor. We always had vocal available if you wanted to take voice lessons. And the first time I had to sing, I booked a TV show called The Adventures of King Karate, and I had to record a song called I'm
How
Too
old were
Hip.
You?
I was 11. So
okay.
It was terrifying because all of the other kids that were in the show were familiar with being in the studio. They had all recorded songs already. This was my first time in a studio, and it was really scary because I was
all
not...
eyes were on you, and they all knew, okay, this is her first time. It's sometimes better if you don't know anybody that you're in the room with, you know? It's like you feel like, okay, all these people know me. Their eyes are all on me. You know, I've got to do well. So much pressure, right?
Well, I knew the music director, Peter Durge, and Peter is the one that really worked with me on the song, and it was really scary.
I wanted to jump in a little bit. We have a familiar person calling in to talk to Rochelle, who I wanted to introduce to Rochelle. Rochelle, this is Vanessa Orr.
Cool.
Hi,
hey,
Vanessa.
Rachel.
Wow.
Hi, Barbara. Hello, Jonathan.
Vanessa.
Thank you for taking my call.
We
what
were
a
talking
nice surprise.
It's not just music. Rochelle is interested in the paranormal, too. So I thought maybe you'd want to get some insight, because you were talking about candles earlier, right?
Rochelle, this Vanessa Orr is our regular psychic medium that we have on every Monday, my favorite. And I had mentioned her to you in one of our Uplive discussions. So this is who's on the line now. Rochelle, her mom was really, really into the paranormal, wasn't she? And you grew up with it, didn't
well,
you?
Well, okay, hold on a second. First of all, Vanessa, hi. I've heard all about you, and I've been excited to talk to you.
Same here.
No, I lost my mother to suicide, actually. And after she died, 2 years after her death is when she started coming to me. But the dreams started out as dark energy, so I was dealing with night terrors and super demonic characters attacking me. When my mom started appearing, she was appearing as a corpse. So I was terrified because I thought my apartment was haunted, but I had a clairvoyant come to my house, and she educated me on what was going on, and I was finally able to get some lessons on how to protect my energy before I go to sleep. And that was the beginning of my journey into the metaphysical world, because I, you know, couldn't control the messages that I was receiving.
Well, that's understandable, because every suicide that I look into, Rochelle, they have regret. And they, a suicide will stay around on Earth for a good year, 2 years. And that's what your mother was doing. Was she signaling you? Was she visiting you? I get a yes on both of that. So what she was doing was stuck on earthly plane. It looks like the woman, was this a woman who came in, this clairvoyant?
Yes.
Yeah. She came in and had a short and smart conversation with your mother. I just got confirmation on that. So it was, you need to let Rochelle live her life. Sometimes here on earthly plane, parents like to live through us. You know what they say, vicariously living through us. And your mother had so many failures. I mean, she's talking about failures. But I'm going to tell you that working here for 2 years before she moved on, working around you, looks like that brought healing to her. It's very odd how transitions happen. It looks like you helped her. I can see that you would have been afeared. But let me tell you something. It also, that energy of her being around you has kind of created a threshold for you to walk through to be what you are today. I have a question. Did any of that time that you're, you know, pursuant to your mother's suicide, did that sow into the success of your career?
So she died in 2009, and I was on the radio by 2013. So I know that it had a lot to do with her.
You know, it's so interesting, because when they pass on to the other side, they have a lot of work to do. I've accessed the dead on the other side. I had a woman about 5 years ago. She passed on. She came to me at her funeral, because they will visit their funerals, and that's your, and your mom says she did. And so this woman, everybody was coming up to me, and they're like, "We know that you know that, you know, Aunt so-and-so is here." And I said, "She is," but I said, she's really angry with me. She says, "I just got here," as in they just got to the other side. So different transitions happen differently. And your mother spent a lot of time on earthly plane, and she spent it around you. I've got a question. Do you have a brother or someone who's like a brother to you that she knew?
I have two brothers, and they're both severely emotionally destroyed from the whole thing.
Yeah. They will benefit. They will be fine. I will tell you that. In this lifetime, they will be fine. She's got a lot of work to do, and she's doing it in tandem with a female family member on the other side. So
probably my grandma.
I get a yes on that. If you have dreams, these are visitations, but they are sowing into your career. It's really kind of been a rocket. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for
you.
So
the last session I had was with this amazing woman named Angela, and she's a, you know, clairvoyant. And she, my mom still is very active here on Earth, because when she visits, people tell me. And she hovered over my friend Alina for 6 months. She's hovered over my friend Janet Zipper. Usually people who are emotionally open with that portal, she's able to communicate with them. And a lot of people have come to me and told me this. My mom still visits me. The last dream I had, she opened up my apartment door and she walked into my living room.
Wow.
And she was not able to speak. And I was shaking her and, like, crying and asking her what she wanted. And so I went to go see Angela. And Angela was like, "Rochelle, you haven't completely forgiven your mother. And she's trying to guide you to your final destination. And in order for her to help you do that, you have to completely forgive her and allow her to come to you." And she's like, that's why your mom's showing up with handcuffs, and she's showing up like she's trapped, because you are not allowing her to be your guide. And I just,
so
much sense.
Hey, listen, I understand what you're saying. There's a lot of pain still sitting around your rib cage, and it's sitting like right at your esophagus and your rib cage. it's very interesting because what happens is this, is that your mother is on assignment for you. She is actually collectively bringing people on Earth to and through you and vice versa. And knit, she's like showing me knitting. She's like knitting together your world. If you
wow.
could only see my, yeah, listen, I was supposed to call in. I was a little reticent at first because I couldn't think of anything to ask. But this day, this show was actually for you because this afternoon I was studying. I couldn't believe what I was studying. I was studying Other Side and suicides.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm somewhat versed in it, but I do get a lot of people who come to me. And I had a huge reading, and it was about an estate. And a lot of times people will say to me, I don't want to hire an attorney. I just want to cut to the chase. The division of the estate, what do I do? And they'll say to me, I want to speak to my dead spouse. And they'll show up here. I've had dead people show up here to the point where even my terrific husband, who believes in nothing, says, can you please tell who is ever here to stop singing? You know, they'll sing, they'll play guitars, they'll, you know, it's the veil, you know, where your mom went. It's just right there, which is why your mom is really, really working on contacting you and one of your brothers. One of your brothers is in a bit of trouble.
I know. They're always in trouble. Both of them are train wrecks, and I don't know what to do about it because one of them isn't speaking to anybody. He's just silent. And
he's comatose, he says.
Yeah, well, he's a genius, and he should have been an NFL superstar, and he just has PTSD, and he's very emotional, so he can't, you know, follow through on anything because his mental state is keeping him from, you know, achieving. I cry about it all the time. I just cry so hard for him because he's so gifted and he's so mentally blocked. And then the youngest one, he's just, he has to have a set schedule every day and do the same thing every day to feel sane. And he just works. He just goes to his job and then he comes home and that's it. And that's how he survives. Yeah. So
they loved your mom.
I know.
I tell you what, I'll clear your brothers, you know, when I get off the phone. I'll probably do it tomorrow, but tonight, as you and I speak, we're already shifting energy. Your mother put us together tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, your mom did that.
I didn't realize that. I don't know why I thought that, you know, you grew up with this. I had this totally wrong. So your mom came to you in dreams, and that's what made you go seek help with the paranormal. Wow.
Well, my mother had gifts too, but she never really talked about it. But when she would fall asleep, she would talk in her sleep, and we knew that she was talking to people that had crossed over because one dream was about my friend Lindsay. Her brother died the day before, and for 6 months before his death, he was coming to my mom and telling her to protect Lindsay before he even died. And she kept saying his name, Chadley. And the day we found out, Lindsay's mom called us and said, my son Chad died in a car crash yesterday. And our entire family knew that my mom had that gift, but she was not really talkative about it at all.
Well, she was chastised for it.
Yes. I mean, she comes from a different era, and it was all about sweeping stuff under the carpet and not, you know, talking about emotion. But she put angels all over our house. She was obsessed with angels, and she was obsessed with children. Her youngest students were the loves of her life. And it was the same way with us kids. As soon as we turned 12, 13, 14, it wasn't the same. Her connection to the human world was babies and children. That was her... That's how she, you know, felt safe. And she was such a strong businesswoman and so beautiful and so talented, but she was very, very damaged emotionally. So.
Wow.
Well, she's making up for lost time because she's in her element. When you have your soul family who passes on ahead of you, Rochelle, it's almost like a lifeline. So yes. She is so busy. Yeah. And so you, and also you're, you know, it's interesting because the word fame is really coming up a lot in and around you. And so it explains why I couldn't figure out why I was studying what I was studying all afternoon. And now I know why.
Wow.
And then,
oh,
then
wow.
Jonathan
talks. That's amazing.
I know it is because, I mean, I think Jonathan and Barbara know I study a little bit, but I was surprised what I was studying today. And I really took a day. I mean, I studied all day. My husband, I know my husband was, what is she doing? And I was right. I've been taking notes. All my notes are downstairs, but I've been working, not just on that. That was for you. Your mom did that today with me. So now that explains everything.
She
so
is, her mom is really involved. And that's good that Rochelle accepts it, you know, accepts her in, that she can see her.
Also, after this conversation, she's probably going to stick with you. So if you need to ask her to go, feel free to ask her because she will bug you. She won't leave.
I want her to bug me. Why has she ever bugged me?
Well, just tell her to and she'll show up, Barbara, I swear to God.
Okay, what is her name again?
Sue.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is exciting. And so Johnny just called you and said, we have Rochelle. Vanessa, do you want to call her and
that,
help?
I figured it was because of the paranormal that they had that in common. And you know, it was just also, you know, it's interesting. Vanessa's always interesting to talk to. I mean, you know, I never told you this, Rochelle, but I always compared her to a doctor. I call her the doctor. Because that's what it's like. It's like talking, just say, oh, I'll work on this later for you.
And I will.
I'll clear it.
But
and
I mean, Vanessa.
It's so detailed.
But Vanessa, like, I know for a fact that if we didn't have clairvoyance, I would be terrified and I would be completely unknowledgeable of what was really going on. And if I hadn't gotten the help from people like you, I don't know what I would have done. You know, I think that you guys are teachers and people need to know that you guys are teachers and they need to talk to you more often.
That is really
wonderful.
Right. And I'm honored to hear your words.
Just the way Rochelle is able to move on and handle her mom's death and to persevere through the pain. I know it's so painful, but you're doing it, Rochelle. And now to find out your brothers are having problems, that's painful to watch. So do you ever feel like you have too much on your shoulders, or are you handling it?
So the thing is I feel like my mom is here. So I don't feel her absence. I feel her presence. And with the boys, they feel her death and don't feel her presence because they're not connected to the spirit world. And I know that my youngest brother has had dreams and he's told me about it. The middle one, he's completely emotionally shut off from that stuff. So I just pray that, you know, at some point they can open up and connect to her and know that she is here. Because I see her all the time. I talk to her every day. And what's more painful, I think, for me is my brothers. That's where all of the pain comes from. And also the absence of my father. The boys cause me more pain than my mom because she's here with me. My grandma's here with me. You know, I really do feel like they're my team.
What
and I feel
your
them
father?
Here.
What about your father?
I mean, I can't really talk publicly about it, but I think that, you know, sometimes men are unable to communicate. And my dad obviously comes from the previous era where men are not supposed to be emotional. And he's never been able to talk about...
Oh, he's still alive, right? He's still alive, right?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's just, you know, it's been a lot of abandonment. And he hasn't been around. So, you know, that's always disappointing when a parent can't step up and be there for their children. But I know that it's because he does not have the tools to communicate. And so I've forgiven him, but it's really, 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 really hard. It's really hard.
Well, we're going to make it easier.
Thank you.
I'm going to make it easier. You know, PTSD is a hard thing, and it is easy to vanquish, because what it is, it's a trauma that finds its way into the DNA. And so that's, you know, yes. And so it's been pushed down and internalized. Your brother's did an excellent job of taking the coding of that trauma and just embedding it in their bloodline, which they will pass on to offspring unless it's cleared. And so I will set to work, which is why she showed up. I mean, even the word abandonment, she brought that my way about, let's see, what time is it? About 6:30, 6:15, I was outside studying. And I was like, well, this is interesting. I'm reading about estrangement. I'm reading about abandonment. I didn't really see that the two went together. Now I understand why I was studying all afternoon.
Wow. Jeez.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Your
mom is, And she keeps talking about your now, do you write songs?
Yes.
Oh, you've got a big, great song. I've just got Prana Confirmation and Kundalini Confirmation on that. You have got a big song coming.
Okay.
Wow.
One of my songs was just, I got goosebumps. One of my songs was just purchased by a major label, and it came out of left field, out of nowhere, like 2 weeks ago.
It's a networking.
So
it's a networking on the other side.
I know it's her, and I pray to her all the time. Just guide me and just please, Mom, help me figure this out.
She's doing it.
Because I want to be protected through this process, because I've been hurt so many times, just like so many artists. I mean, and women, too. That's why I'm such a strong advocate for women empowerment and protecting women and helping them, because I don't want show business to feel painful anymore. I want it to be a safe space. And people should be able to succeed without going to rehab and without wanting to kill themselves. So,
wow. That's a tough world.
I just pray that the successes that come are, you know, abundant but safe, because I do have that fear of, like, all right, once you, you know, hit it big time, here comes the devil. And it's crazy. Mm. So,
I'll tell you,
I'm just glad
that it makes you pray. It's like when you have an asset base, people do want what you have. It's a covetousness. And I think we touched on that a couple times on life, laughter, and happiness.
Laughter.
And so here's something. Because you are an empath, you are picking up correctly on people's art field, just put your border up and say no. Because really, they don't have the asset base that you're looking for. It's not a vibrational match. So that's an easy one. And just send all of it back to them on the double. I swear to you, they'll leave. And actually, your mother's rather pinging in. She says, Sue says that she's got, a network of protectors. I don't know how else to say it, but your mother pinged in about that. So it's interesting, because one of the things that your mother connected me with this afternoon, which now explains my whole day, is the networking and the work that they do. I always knew that there was a lot of work that was being done on the other side when the deceased go there finally, but your mother didn't go right away. And when suicides don't go for a while, they stay. Accidental death. They stay around, and the word is haunt. It is haunt, and they're stuck. So your clairvoyant assisted her, but your mother got right to work. I mean, she got right to work. So you're doing the right thing. It's all coming together. There's a movie.
No, another thing Angela told me about was my ancestors, and I had no idea that we were supposed to even talk to our ancestors. But Angela was like, you must. You have to get to know them, because they, if you don't talk to them, they can't help you.
Help you.
And that that floored me. It floored me, because we're missing out on that extra help from them, because we just don't know. And
it's the truth.
So I pray
to them. You're really telling it. You, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah, you and Angela have got that right, because these are kind of things that, you know, it certainly would replace, not that physical education is a bad thing to teach in school, but wouldn't it be better to teach this in school?
Oh,
everybody,
my God.
I know everyone would have a success story.
Yes.
Oh, God. I could only pray for that, for children to be able to have a connection to the spirit world and understand how important that is without the structured, you know, belief system of religion. Like, religion really causes fear and shame and guilt within these children. And
sure.
God, I wish that they could have a different perspective. And, you know, there are a lot of parents now that train their kids to meditate. And like Barbara's daughter has crystals in an altar and is aware.
Yeah.
So it is becoming more popular. But let me tell you.
It's life-saving.
Yeah, without, you know, I've had 3 readings in my life, and all 3 were very significant. But this last one with Angela really, really, really opened my eyes and kind of,
when did you have it
you
with
know,
Angela?
Say it again.
When was it with Angela?
Angela educated me on the ancestors and told me that.
Meeting? When did you have
this,
the meeting?
This was like October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I had a new phase where my mom was coming back to me, and she was trapped. She was in my apartment, but she was trapped, and I needed answers on that. And so, you know, as I told you, Angela said, look, 100% forgiveness with your mother. She needs to guide you to your final destination. And then you need to learn who your ancestors are and start talking to them, because they are trying to get your attention and you're ignoring them. You must pray to them too. So
just call
them. Well, that's
in.
What
that's
you,
you
say,
to
right,
do.
Vanessa?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but you say forgive. Okay. You were saying forgiveness is so powerful. And so it's good to hear that she has totally forgiven her mom. And her mom, maybe she's able to help more where she is than if she was here on Earth. It seems like she's helping her really a lot with her career.
I think Sue
it's
was
true.
Frustrated here. And But, you know, it's interesting, because every suicide that I access, and I haven't accessed your mom, but they always tell me they regret it. When I do the reading for people, I'll say, look, I'm going to tell you something. At the last minute, you know, your loved one who committed suicide did this, but it wasn't successful to save himself or herself from the suicide. That's right. They always change your mind. But your mom is super busy, and she was very, very stuck, and she figured it out and got to the other side, but she did haunt for 2 years. And so you are having visitations. And it looks like she also told me that she has appeared to one of your brothers.
The youngest one for sure, but the middle one, he won't allow it yet. He's not ready.
Well, the healing comes when you face the truth, and so I'll set to work. I think I'll do it. I'll start tomorrow, and I'll set to work.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Well, it's my honor. Well, I really appreciate Jonathan ringing me up. It helped me too. It helped me solve a mystery. And I thank your mom, and I thank you all, and I thank you, Jonathan, and Barbara, as always. So thank you.
Thank goodness this all came together. Thank you so much, Vanessa. it was a while ago when I was telling Rochelle about you, and then this all came so fast today. I mean, I didn't even know Rochelle was going to be on until this morning, and Johnny said our guest is Rochelle. I'm like, wow,
what
really?
What did you hear
That's
about
so
Vanessa,
excited.
Rochelle?
What?
Michelle, what did you hear about Vanessa?
Oh, yeah. You guys told me that Vanessa had been on your show, and I absolutely wanted to talk to her. You guys told me about Vanessa like 2 weeks ago, I think. And so I'm just so glad that we had this conversation.
I know,
really,
me too.
Because You never
well,
stop
Sue
learning.
Did it.
It's an ongoing process. It's just, you know, every time something
it's
like
true.
This happens, I'm just so delighted
mm-hmm.
to know that it's like clarity and it solidifies that this is really real. It's
yes.
Like
the
spirit world is real. Yeah.
It
confirmation.
Is. I will hop off, but the last thing I wanted to tell you was that your mom was talking about a movie. So a movie's coming that you will be working in or on. So that
Ooh!
But see your mom Yeah, your mom but see your mom did all this. And
yeah.
I was really on a learning curve today, and now I know why. So thank you. You should see. I've got all my pens and my clipboards out, and all my paper. I've been writing and taking notes all day, and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but this is interesting. So thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for coming
well,
on.
I'm
glad you did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good evening.
Bye bye. You too.
Bye.
That
so
is amazing,
what did you
guys. Wow.
Yeah.
What did you think of that, Rochelle?
Amazing. I think that people that are gifted with clairvoyance, thank God. You know, they're like guardian angels. And I got goosebumps talking to Vanessa because, like we were just saying, it is confirmation. And my mom.
Was that you that did the woohoo about the movie?
Yeah. that is exciting news. Thank you, Mom. Let's book a big job. Come on.
This is so great because I was thinking in a perfect world we'd have her meet Vanessa down the road, but no, it all happened at one time. Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah.
And then this helped Vanessa so much because she had no idea why she was like couldn't pull herself away from studying this certain topic and subject. And she does this and she will study and then she'll come on the show and then one of the callers, it connects to them. It's
wow.
Really quite amazing. Mm-hmm.
I know. I love this stuff. I love it. And like
I really hope.
Go ahead.
I want to know where, because you said earlier where I could see your mom. Now I'm really interested. I want to know exactly where I go look to see your mom dancing in these movies.
Oh yes, I'm gonna text it to you guys right now. It's youtube.com/SueSI. Okay, so wait. Cool story. My mother's maiden name is Susan Lee Llewellyn, so she was born Susan, like S-U-S-A-N. But when she moved to L.A., she changed the spelling of her name to S-I-O-U-X so that she would stand out in auditions. So,
Does she have an IMDb listing?
Yes, but I'm going to text you, youtube.com, because this is cooler.
But I want the listeners. The listeners are going to want to know as well. So
yes.
If you don't mind,
okay.
Shouldn't we air it?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
S-I-O-U, which is like an Indian, like Sue. Like
yeah.
Okay.
youtube.com/SIOUXLEHNER Sue Lehner. So, and I created this YouTube channel after she passed away so that her students could see some of her work because a lot of her students never had the opportunity to see what she had done as a young dancer. So, you know, I did that for her kids so that they could really know what their dance teacher had done.
That's cool. I bet there were so many people devastated by her death and that, you know, if they could get in tune to the paranormal world like you, it would help them.
Well, Vanessa mentioned that my mom showed up to her funeral. It wasn't a funeral. It was a memorial. She had two. And the first one was in the Bay Area. And we had about, 2,000 people show up. But I had her original alumni come on stage and perform some of her well-known dance routines. And one of her students is Nick Lazzarini, and he actually won the first season of So You Think You Can Dance. And he showed up to the memorial. Alessandra Torresani, who is a pretty big-time actress out here in L.A., she came to the memorial. So we danced for her. And I had people come up and tell stories about my mom. She was a prankster, and it's beautiful. We have it on DVD, and it was just a beautiful way to commemorate, you know, her work, her life's work.
Well, you're a strong woman, though, to be able to pull all that together after the death. Well, a memorial, so you had a little time, right?
No, I didn't do it. I had everyone else was doing it. I was living in LA, and I flew to the Bay Area, and I was crying and unable to function, and everybody else pulled it together. So
wow,
yeah,
that's
we had
amazing.
A lot of people. Yeah,
and you know what? She probably loved seeing that, and that's why she was there, and that made her feel good. And who knows, maybe that was the moment she, if she does regret it, which Vanessa says most of them do regret doing it, that probably was the moment when she's like, hey, wow, I am loved. Everybody does appreciate me. Whoa, you know, sometimes you just don't realize it.
Yeah, I think, you know, after people die, like when celebrities die and then everyone starts buying their music, you know, it's very like that's how America is. Like after someone dies, that's when we honor their work and stuff. And it shouldn't be that way. And I hope that that is a lesson for everyone during quarantine is like love people when they're on earth right now. Don't wait until after they die. And my mom dealt with a lot of jealousy. Her sisters were very jealous of her and treated her like crap. And so, you know, that's a lesson is like, don't be jealous of people because you don't know if they're in pain. So,
right.
Yeah.
No, I believe that too. And one of the good things I was writing down some good things. There's so much bad, obviously. I drive around and I see the people wearing masks and I'm like, this is, and I see like an older man going to the post office and he's wearing a mask and it's like a homemade one. And it's just like, it brings a tear to my eye. Like this is happening and it's so sad. But then you have to notice some of the good. And that was one of the good things about this is that I started to connect with people that I haven't talked to. You know, there was a falling out with a family member. I've cleared that up. Now we're talking every day again. And we hadn't even spoken for 3 years. And my best friend, I hadn't talked to her for years. It was her birthday yesterday. Since first grade, we were best friends. And now we're connected again. And it's like, do it. Don't wait till, you know, it's too late. Do it now, people. You know?
Absolutely.
Imagine
yeah.
that you're gone. Imagine that you're gone. What would you do? What would you say? Oh, I wish I would have done. Put your mindset into that and then open your eyes and go do it.
Yes. Yeah, there's still people that I really wish that I could talk to, but they're just not ready yet. And, you know, I hope that they become ready. But, you know, sometimes people just are who they are, and it is healthier to let toxic people go. But it's also nice to rekindle relationships too if it's healthy. So
I know what you were talking about though when you talked about your brothers, how painful that is for you, because I have I have three brothers, but I have one brother that I'm so close with that we grew up with each other, full brother, and knowing what we went through growing up in our childhood and our very, very mean stepfather, just I can't hardly think about it because I'd rather it would have been done to me. He got the brunt of it. I wish it was me because I feel like the stronger, more emotionally stronger one to just think that what he went through, that's so painful, and that he still is in pain from it today is painful to know. And so I get it. I understand that so much what you're going through when you see your brothers and they're in pain. It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It sucks.
All we can do is keep plugging away. Keep going forward. Keep, like, what you're doing.
Yeah. They know how much I love them, and it's up to them if they, you know, want to take the steps to work through this stuff. And, you know, all I can do is just be there for them and you know, they know that I love them. Kills me because I wish I could change everything for them. So
I know. But you are doing a great job. And you're, let's go through everything and make sure that our listeners know where to find you. I'm, as we were speaking, I'm now following you on Spotify, which is awesome. I see the list of all with your songs. Yes, and this is exciting. So exciting to even know you personally. And
you
a singer. Oh, well, you're so sweet. But I mean, we most people have dreams to be what you're doing, be a singer on stage.
Thank you. I didn't know that you were a ballroom dancer. Is that true?
Oh, yes. That is
true. Oh, my God.
But I didn't
ballroom.
Grow up dancing. Thank you. I did not grow up dancing like you did. My mom did not have a studio. I grew up in a very strong Christian household where I was not even allowed to go to the school dances. But it was this burning passion inside, which I know you totally understand. When you have a passion for dance, it's like burning inside of you, right? And then you were telling a story about how you stopped dancing for a while, and I think was that after right after your mom passed away, right? Did you take a stop a little bit? You just lost it for a minute?
No. My mom and I fought because my parents had a house in Oregon, and I had to finish high school in Oregon, and I was really, 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 really mad at my mom for that. And because my entire life, my training, my family was those three dance studios. And when she sold those studios and we moved to Oregon, because my dad, like, got this big job and, like, my parents wanted a bigger house or whatever. And so that's why we moved. And I was so, 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 so sad. And she wanted me to continue competing. And I'm like, there's no way. I'm singing now full time. I'm doing music. And, you know, she wanted me to continue dancing, but it just wasn't plausible because I didn't have the same training and I couldn't keep up with the kids my age. So that's when I knew that I wanted to do music full time. I was going to do music anyway. I knew I didn't want to be a backup dancer. I didn't want to be behind the artist. I wanted to be the artist. And my mom always told me, Rochelle, you don't have the voice to be a singer. And I think that really was because she was heartbroken that I was giving up dance. So it was really senior year of high school that I was still dancing, but I was really, I knew that music was going to be my career. And that was hard for
me. Well, now you're doing both. And it,
told her that. I told her that. I said, Mom, when I do my first music video, it's going to be all dance.
Yeah. So. I mean, you have it in your back pocket. Let's use what we have. Not a lot of people have it all, but you do. Wow, and this is exciting. And I can't wait to find out what this movie part is for you or what you're going to be doing in the movie.
Oh, and my God, that's so exciting.
Because we believe. We believe it. And
I really like, I love that.
Yeah,
because you know that she believes. And you know what? I've been on this Life, Laughter, Happiness show for a year, and it's not like we only have psychic counselors on. We do once or twice a week. But I've met a lot of them, right, Johnny? And Vanessa is out of, I mean, we know a lot, hundreds. She is the best. She is my favorite. I trust her.
Yeah.
And for her to come on today was amazing.
Yeah. I can tell she has a gift, especially because of everything that she read today. It's just perfectly syncing up with everything that I said, and it's just beautiful. I love that stuff.
Me too. Wow. And this is all meant to be. The stars were aligned, definitely. From the time that I came on Up Live, and then met you shortly after to doing this show, because this is going in deep. She's going to do work for your brothers, and hopefully we'll see a change in them soon to, you know, ease your mind and theirs, obviously. So, okay, yeah. So we know your mom's name. We're going to look her up and on YouTube, find her.
Yes.
But most importantly, tell us all of your handles for social media so the listeners know where to go find you and follow you.
Yes. Okay, well, the brand new single is Please Her, and the artwork is super bright. You can't miss it. It's like a bright pink wall and this huge white dress. It's called Please Her. It's Rochelle Royale, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Pandora. Wherever you listen to music, just type in Rochelle Royale, and all the music will come up. And then January, on my birthday, I released an EP called Book of Royale. And there's 3 remixes on there, and you can work out to the remixes at home because they're really fast and high energy. And there's
okay,
2 bonus tracks.
I need
tracks.
To do that.
Yeah.
That's how you keep saying it in quarantine, because I need to – my gym is closed.
Yeah, I just dance around in my living room for like an hour and just really sweat. And I'll dance
mm-hmm.
on the up live. And,
like flash
so
dance. You're like a flash dance dancer. And your skin, I was telling everybody, it's perfect. Like, you're beautiful, your face, your hair, and your skin, and you're like a flawless body and amazing dancer. And then your emotion, and you're real. And I loved it when you felt your mom and you were dancing that one time. This is the first time I saw you dance, and you felt your mom. And you had a little tear come. And you know what? I liked that. That was real. And that's what people love these days. They don't want the put on and the all rehearsed. And that's what I love about UpLive. Just, we get you raw. That's really you. That was wonderful. And let's see, what else? Okay, so all of wherever you can find music. Oh, how to spell your name. It's R-A-C-H-E-L-E-R-A, because a lot of people think it's R-O. So it's Rochelle, R-A-C-H-E-L-E, Royale. And that's a cool name, Royale. I like it, Royale. Very good. Just like
and
as good
just,
as Barbralicious.
What?
Barbralicious. That's my stage name.
And I love that. And also the videos, definitely the music videos. I would love to hear your guys' opinion on the videos. A lot of work went into the production, and the dancers in the videos are, you know, if you're in the dance world, you'll probably recognize some of them. So definitely
mm-hmm.
Circus Life and Tap That. Those two are probably the best. And then the last time music video was choreographed by Flex, and he has danced for Missy Elliott, Chris Brown, Janet Jackson. Like, he's an amazing dancer, but he directs too, and he did my video for last time. So.
Okay, and I love your album cover for Circus Life.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Rob Pryor painted that, and Rob Pryor painted the wall art for the Britney Spears Museum called In the Zone, which was open before quarantine, and it's over here by Whole Foods on 3rd Street and Fairfax in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And
I heard a lot about that because I was shooting a lot at the selfie museums, one in Germany and then 2 times out in the one in Hollywood. I love the new museums like that have like all these little backdrop sets. And then you just bring a photographer and you shoot all day and get amazing stuff. And then I heard about her museum coming out, which was similar. So that's cool.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you're working
Rob
with
Pryor.
The top of the top people. And I love how you have always different hairstyles and different hair color. And you just can become a character. And this is what I've always loved about the entertainment business is to just, you can become whatever you want. You can create it, a character, and you do that.
Well, thank you. Being creative is definitely how we survive. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us when you're going to be on UpLive next. So it'll stimulate me to come back on. I took a couple weeks off from it, but it's time for me to go back. Mm-hmm.
Okay. tomorrow, my friend Maria, she's from Sweden, and she's an actress. And her and I are going on at 1 p.m. And we're going to we're going to read a script that she sent me. And it is, let me see. Maria sent me a script with Uma Thurman and Janine Garofalo from the movie The Truth About Cats and Dogs. So it'll be fun.
Okay, and if you see us tune in, please don't feel like, oh, there's Barbara, let her in. No, I will do your PK with whomever you have it scheduled, and I will come on and watch it, and then you and I maybe down the road in the near future can schedule one.
Yes, absolutely. Whenever you want, let me know, and I will jump on.
And for all the listeners, the PK means that when we go on UpLive, the viewers can see us, but we can't see them. They could write to us. We could possibly hear them. We can monitor all different kinds of aspects of our live stream. So that means that you and I will be able to be seen by the audience and heard. And do you hear them? Do you let the audio come in? Or do you just read what they're saying? Do you like exactly? How do you like the setup to be?
I just respond to comments in the feed. So when I see a comment jump on, I'll either respond to them out loud or I'll just comment to them if my friend is speaking so I don't interrupt them. But, yeah, it's very interactive. So if you guys want to talk to us, you can just comment and we'll answer your questions and comment back.
Okay, and follow and log on, register to UpLive. It's a great thing. Johnny and I are on it, and follow Rochelle Royale and us, Barbaralicious and Jonathan Alexander there as well. And then you have your Instagram, your Twitter, and your Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so Instagram is Rochelle Royale Music, Facebook is Rochelle Royale Music, YouTube Rochelle Royale Music, and Twitter is Rochelle Royale.
Okay, great. Well, how is your latest single, Please Her, doing right now in your book?
So Please Her was just purchased by a label. And so they have a brand new DJ that is coming out, and they are going to blow this DJ up, and my song Please Her will be on their new album.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah. So
now
I'm
that's big time. Okay. And one last question. How do you see yourself as far as what your biggest dream is? Do you want to have a band playing behind you and you on stage rocking out, doing a tour of the world? Tell us, take us. Envision your dream.
Yeah, my fantasy obviously is like to have a fully produced tour like J-Lo and have all dancers and, you know, backup singers, full band, just amazing costumes, an amazing live show, like world tour. That's like definitely a dream of mine. And then also, when I die, I want to know that I did everything in my power to help women. I want girls to know that they are the boss and that people will talk to them with respect. We need to be respected, and that is what I want while I'm here on Earth, is to just fight for women to be respected and to be spoken to correctly.
I hear that. I hear that. And that is something I have had to struggle with. And Johnny hiring me to do this with him, be a co-host. And we had some other people on the show, and now it's just us. And this empowers me so much to actually be heard instead of just looked at. Yeah, and then when I type up and they don't listen and they ignore, and, you know, all of that throughout my whole life. That's been very difficult. And so, but not everybody has the chance to do something like this or what you're doing. So they do need a voice and an advocate and a person to, you know, get under them. It's like their foundation and their strength, their rock. So I admire you for doing that and wanting that. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
We deal with a lot of jealousy in this entertainment world.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are my dreams.
They sound wonderful. And when you described it, I envisioned it. And that is manifesting. And that is powerful. Haven't you done that a lot in your life?
Of course. Absolutely. Yes.
Me too.
And I feel like all of the big things that have happened have just been straight up miracles. It's like you never know, you know. Showbiz is so finicky, and it's a lot of it is luck. A lot of it is who you know. It's timing, and it's, you know, you just have to be grateful for the big things that do happen.
Yep. Yes.
And
well, I can't wait to talk to you again. I can't wait to talk to you again. Yes. And you've been wonderful. You're just so always so charming to talk to, and personable and easy, and it's just great. Isn't she, Johnny?
She's wonderful. I mean,
I love,
you know, as soon as I thought, I something told me, you know, to talk, to message Vanessa and bring her on the air, because seriously, I thought that you would kind of get a warm feeling talking to Vanessa, don't you think?
Yeah, that was amazing. Thank you very much for that. I loved it.
I'm glad we were able to do that. That's good. That's awesome. And you've helped us too.
Make sure you guys text me Vanessa's Instagram so I can follow her too.
Okay,
we will.
Vomba11, VOMBA11. But I'll text it to Vomba11 for the listeners. And you helped us too with the candles and making your own little shrine. Doesn't have to be fancy. Something to protect your home and to protect yourself. And ways to get through this quarantine, and you stay safe. We don't want anything happening to you when you've got so many big things happen, you know, going on in your life. You don't, you can't
and
afford to get sick.
I just texted you her Instagram.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, you guys too. It's a crazy time, and we all need to just, you know, wear our masks and wear gloves.
I got my mask, my N95 mask. I haven't worn that one yet because everybody says, well, leave those for the healthcare workers. Well, okay, should I go take it to the healthcare worker? I mean, I don't know one, but I have the other little flimsier masks that I've been wearing in my daughter. Where did you get your mask and what kind is it?
I don't have the official mask that you were just talking about. I just have, it's like one of the material ones that people are, you see a lot of people making masks right now on Facebook. So it's actually like a cotton material. It's like a triple stacked cotton. It's leopard.
Where did you get it? No, my mom is sending me a customized one that she sewed she's sewing them for the family. So that's, I'm really excited about it, but I'm wondering where are these people getting it? Cause I already had my masks from, I went to the doctor and I just picked up some masks a couple months ago. And stuck them in my bag.
I've had mine for a while because I'm a singer, and it actually helps when you're super dry. If you put the mask on, it's kind of like what is it called? A steamer. Mm-hmm. So I got mine off of Etsy. A lot of people are making them and selling them on Etsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just because I had no idea where all these people, all of a sudden I see everybody wearing them. It's not mandatory, but I was glad to see that today. Everybody's wearing them. But I had mine 2 months ago, because I was going to travel. And my girlfriend said, well, I'm not traveling unless I have the N95 mask. So I got a couple of those on Amazon. You can't get them anymore. And then, of course, all of our travel plans were canceled. But I was just wondering where everybody else is getting theirs. So that's good to know. For the listeners, too. But we'll see what my mom's probably sending me, like a flowery one or something, which is going to be so cute.
Cool.
And you know what? You're going to help me a lot, Rochelle, I think. I'm so glad to have met you because I don't know if I told you, you may not have been there on one of my streams, but my mom has a terminal lung. She is dying. She has 1 to 2 years left to live. That's what the doctors tell her. And she's a pretty young lady. You know, last year she was water skiing, and now she's come. They don't know why she got it. She never smoked. It's very rare, IPF. And so I found out this right before all of this happened to the world. So I was supposed to be there right now visiting her, and I can't. And so even though Vanessa says she has 3.5 years left to live, I am, you know, haunted by the thoughts of losing my mom, and we are very close. And
oh gosh,
you know, this conversation today has been empowering, because I'm thinking, well, you're saying that you know your mom's right there with you, and if I can just get that in my head and know that myself, like you know it with your mom, I think that I will be able to handle it a lot better.
Yes, absolutely. She will be there with you. And I actually feel so much closer to my mom. I mean, I've had a lot of years to heal. It doesn't happen immediately, but I feel like she's one of my best friends. You know, I've been able to have so many conversations with her and communicate with her, and I know that she knows how I feel. And
okay, so you actually have conversations. Is this while sleeping or anytime?
I mean, if I want to talk to her, I will. And if I know that she knows what I'm going through, you know, I'll just, like, talk to her about it. The dreams are way different. The dreams, like, if she comes to me in a dream, I cannot do anything about it. It's very powerful. I don't have any control over what happens in the dream. But, you know, just on a daily basis, whether I'm, you know, meditating or if I just want to say something to her or my grandma, I will. And I know that they're there. So, yeah.
But I understand also how you were really mad at her when she moved you. And I went through that in an opposite way when I moved and I had to move my daughter away from her friends, and she was really happy where she was. And I moved her. And, you know, I went through that. Oh, and it just so hurt me that she was hurting. But she was mad for a long time. Right, Johnny? She's just now coming around. It's been a year. She's just coming around. But that was hard for everybody, I'm sure. But for you to be uprooted from your dance, you know, with all of your surroundings that you were so used to.
Is Priscilla's birthday coming up?
Yes, May 12th. My daughter will be 13 May 12th.
Oh, wow.
He just asked when isn't her birthday coming. And Johnny was supposed to come visit me. We have never met. He does the show out of Florida. I do it out of California. And we've actually never met. But we work together every day for a year. And we don't know if he's going to be able to come next month for his birthday, May 28th. Right, Johnny?
Yeah.
Is that your birthday?
We don't know. But
okay. We don't know. So, but if not next month, it will be the next month or the next month. So, so that's how it is. And anyway, do you ever do some little live acts, like you're just somewhere and somebody says, "Hey, Rochelle, here's the microphone." Do you do that sometimes?
I do live shows. I've performed at countless venues in Los Angeles. But what do you mean they hand you a microphone?
Like, say you're just like, okay, you're just like at some like restaurant where they had a band
karaoke.
And they're taking a break or something, not karaoke, but they're taking a break or something. And they're like, you're a singer, get up and sing a couple songs. Would you do it, or would you just say, no, all my stuff's not around me, I don't have the sound system, or do you do things like that and just wing it?
Well, all of my show tracks are on my phone. So if I have to sing on the spot, I'll just hook my phone up to the sound system, you know, and I have
awesome.
A background. So it's pretty easy to do that as long as there's a sound system. So, yeah.
You got it together. So, like, say we invite you to Johnny's birthday that I'm going to throw when he visits, and you're there. I'm like, here's the microphone. Would you sing?
Yeah, we would just hook my phone up, or I could email you guys the show tracks, and then you just, you know, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. That'd be so cool. I want to do a big bash for Johnny, and I'm thinking of all these kind of things, little things I can pull out of my pocket for Johnny.
Cool.
Well, anyway, we went over 25 minutes because it was so interesting and awesome. So I think it's about time to close the show, and I'm going to do the shout-out and talk about where everybody can find this show. So thank you so much, Rochelle. Stay on the line, and thank you so much for being here and being willing to come on Life, Laughter, Happiness today. This was amazing.
I had a blast. It was awesome. Thank you for having me.
Okay,
thank you.
If you all want to listen to this show and find all of our other podcasts, follow our YouTube channel at Life, Laughter, Happiness. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We would love to hear from you. And stop by our website, lifelaughterhappiness.com, and drop us a line there, sign up, and we'll get right back to you. So thank you, listeners, as usual.
Thank you.
And thank you again, Rochelle. And everybody have
thank
a
you.
Great night and stay safe.
Good night, Barbara. Good night, Rochelle.
Good night.
Thanks, Johnny. Good night.